Patience, young Padawan. Patience. So this is Andy Nathan, and welcome to another episode of Tales from a Digital Marketing Realtor. I am at an open house right now, or I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. I am at a showing. I'm waiting for some buyers to come by, and they're a little bit late. And, you know, it kind of made me think about the fact that a lot of marketing in real estate, a lot of sales in real estate is all about having patience, waiting for people to come, waiting for people to make a decision to move forward on things. It's all about how patient can you be? Because, you know, as much as you'd like to have everything in real estate happen all at once, if it did happen all at once, you'd be like, oh my God, this is happening too fast. So the key is here that you want to have patience with what you're doing. So I just want to talk about that for a second. How can you be more patient? How can you take a step back? Well, okay, first of all, let's think about the fact that you need to take a breath. I know this is not a marketing tip, but this is a general tip in life in general. When you're frustrated, you want to get moving, you want to do something faster, stronger, better than everything else, it's good. Take a breath. Take a beat. Because you know what? If you really want to come up with a great marketing plan and how to get that property sold, you probably don't want to rush into it. You don't want to be freaked out. If you sound panicked, the buyers are going to sound panicked as well. Secondly, once you've done that, then at that point, you know, you want to stay, take a look and actually, okay, great. So now that we have this extra free time, what do we do with it? How do we make it the most productive possible? Can, while you're waiting for a showing, can you create a quick podcast, for example? How do you fill that time? Because, you know, part of what I've always noticed is that, you know, when you're waiting and you're impatient, doing something, taking some type of action, no matter how small, it has a positive effect on how you operate your business and how you can market your business in the future. So take that those few extra minutes and turn them into something productive. Third, take a look moving forward and think about that end goal. Because, you know, once you're waiting for something, you're waiting, and you're like, oh, come on, this is never going to happen. You have to think about the end goal. Because if you're not thinking about that end goal, you're not thinking about ways to market correctly to your buyer. So those are my three tips for today. One, take a breath. Two, use that time. And three, not only use that time, think about what you want. Think about the end in mind. And what you'll be able to do is create something a lot better for your organization, for your business, for your own personal sales and marketing strategy. So this is Andy Nathan, Tales from a Digital Marketing Realtor. Let me know if you have any questions. If you want to be more patient, stronger, better, smarter about how you buy and sell real estate or even rent real estate, let me know how I can help you out. Just go to andynathan.net and schedule a time to talk. Thank you very much. Have a great day and a better week.